Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 2nd, 2025, through Friday, June 6th, 2025. Monday, June 2nd, 2025. Former accounting chief at now defunct Giardi Keyes Law Firm sentenced to over 10 years in prison for defrauding firm and clients. Christopher Cazzo Kamen, the former longtime head of the accounting department at the now-shuttered downtown Los Angeles plaintiff's personal injury law firm, Giardi Keyes, was sentenced to 120 months in federal prison for enabling the embezzlement of millions of dollars from the firm's injured clients and for embezzling money from the law firm itself. From at least 2010 until December 2020, Giardi and Kamen schemed to defraud Giardi Keyes's clients out of their settlement money using the misappropriated funds to pay the law firm's payroll, the law firm's credit card bills, and to pay Giardi and Kamen's personal expenses. Specifically, one Giardi Keyes victim client suffered several burns over all of his body when a natural gas pipeline exploded in San Bruno, California, in September 2010. Giardi negotiated a $53 million settlement of the case without the client's prior approval and told the client the case settled for just $7 million. Per the terms of the settlement, $25 million was invested into an annuity. The remaining $28 million was wired into a Giardi Keyes client trust account in January 2013. Giardi, aided and abetted by Kamen, misappropriated and embezzled the client's settlement money and used the funds to pay other Giardi Keyes expenses and liabilities unrelated to this client, including payments to other law firm clients whose own settlement funds previously had been misappropriated by Giardi and others. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. York man pleads guilty to filing false income tax returns that omitted more than $13 million in income from digital artwork sales. Waylon Wilcox pled guilty to a two-count criminal information charging him with filing false individual income tax returns. According to court documents and statements made in court, on April 10, 2022, in Cumberland County, Wilcox filed a false individual income tax return for tax year 2021 that underreported his income for tax year 2021 by approximately $8,511,238 and reduced Wilcox's tax then due and owing by approximately $2,180,452. On October 10, 2023, in Cumberland County, Wilcox filed a false individual income tax return for the year 2022 that underreported Wilcox's income for tax year 2022 by approximately $4,599,532 and reduced Wilcox's tax when due and owing by approximately $1,098,623. Wilcox obtained most of this unreported income after acquiring and selling 97 pieces of digital artwork from the CryptoPunks collection of 10,000 unique art characters. Individual pieces from the digital artwork collection, referred to as punks. When a taxpayer sells an NFT, including a punk, then the taxpayer must report sales proceeds and any gains or losses from the sale of the NFT on their tax return. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, June 4, 2025. Suburban Chicago man charged with preparing and filing more than 50 fraudulent tax returns. Cedric Taylor has been charged in federal court with preparing and filing more than 50 fraudulent tax returns for himself and others. An indictment returned Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Chicago accuses Cedric Taylor of preparing and assisting in the preparation of 45 individual tax returns on behalf of numerous individuals for the calendar years 2018 to 2023. Taylor helped prepare returns that fraudulently overstated and misrepresented tax credits, deductions, and expenses in order to fraudulently reduce the individual's tax liabilities and claim refund amounts to which they were not entitled, the indictment states. Taylor is charged with 45 counts of willfully preparing a false tax return for others and 6 counts of filing false tax returns for himself. Each count is punishable by up to 3 years in federal prison. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, June 5, 2025. Former owner of collapsed nursing home empire sentenced to 36 months imprisonment for $38 million tax fraud scheme. Joseph Swartz was sentenced to 36 months in prison for his role in a $38 million employment tax fraud scheme involving nursing homes he owned across the country. Schwartz previously pled guilty to 2 counts of an indictment charging him with willfully failing to pay over employment taxes withheld from employees of his company and willfully failing to file an annual financial report Form 5500 with the Department of Labor for the employees' 401k benefit plan, Schwartz sponsored. According to the indictment, Schwartz was required to collect, truthfully account for, and pay over to the Internal Revenue Service trust fund taxes withheld from the pay of employees of Skyline and related companies. From October 2017 through May 2018, Schwartz caused taxes to be withheld from employees' pay, but failed to pay over more than $38 million in employment taxes to the IRS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, June 6, 2025. 2 charged in $227 million Medicare fraud scheme. Syed Murtuza Kablazada and Syed Mehdi Hussein were arrested on criminal charges related to their alleged submission of more than $227 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare. According to court documents, Kablazada and Hussein owned and operated purported medical laboratories that submitted fraudulent claims to Medicare for the reimbursement of over-the-counter COVID-19 test kits allegedly provided to Medicare beneficiaries. The defendants allegedly installed foreign nationals to act as nominee owners at the laboratories to submit fraudulent claims to Medicare for the provision of over-the-counter COVID-19 test kits, with the understanding that the nominee owners would flee the United States when they learned that their laboratory was under investigation. In total, between September 2022 and June 2023, the defendant's lab billed Medicare approximately $227 million in fraudulent claims, of which Medicare paid approximately $136 million in reimbursements. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.